Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Wannstedt.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Dave Wannstedt is brought to you by Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape. Getting our stones on, baby.
So, Dave Wannstedt maybe could answer this if a head coach or a leader needs to be a street fighting man. Our guy Lance Briggs on this show said that football is a controlled fight and that a real leader of a football team needs to be somebody who you think could fight anybody in the room. Do you buy that? That there's like a certain, and he didn't even necessarily mean like physicality, but have a certain level of toughness where you could muscle up on anybody in the room without fear if need be.
Yes, I would, because, you know, it's a violent game and it's a game that you can't play football to the highest level that Lance, who I love, is talking. You can't play football to that level, okay? Unless you are emotionally and mentally ready for that. You know, you don't get ready for a heavyweight fight the night before the fight. And you don't get ready for a football game with the physicality and the motions of it and everything the night before the game. I mean, it builds up during the course of the week. So, yeah, I get what Lance is saying. That's what I'm saying, not to get off on a tantrum with college football, even though I'm wearing my national championship ring from Miami. But I've said this to someone. They said, oh, Miami, they lost to Georgia last week. I said, let me tell you something. Tomorrow, when this stuff's on the line, in my opinion, for the ACC, you take Miami and you take those guys and you take that team and put them in an alley and take who the hell ever you want, Clemson, anybody else in the ACC, okay, SMU, all, and you say, we got the pot of gold at the end of that alley. Whoever comes out's getting that gold. Okay, who do you think's going to come out, Spiggs?
I don't know, Coach.
I do.
Miami.
Miami's going to come out. You know, but they do, they get bored and all that stuff. But
get bored. It's what Coach says.
That's one of my famous lines. But so my point is, yes, I agree with Lance. I know I got off on a little storytelling, but
we love
it. We like that.
Let me give you another story.
Okay.
Right. We're getting ready to play the Tennessee Titans. And I think it's 2001, 2002, something like that.
When you're with the Dolphins?
I'm at the Dolphins.
So, okay. By the way, I looked it up. You are the second best coach in the history of the Dolphins in terms of winning percentage.
Okay. Okay. So
Don Shula, and then you.
So we're getting ready to play Tennessee down there on a Sunday night game, ESPN game, and they had never lost in their new stadium. It was only like a year old or whatever, but it was McNair, okay, Steve McNair, and it was Eddie George, and it was on defense. It was Curse, the freak they Woo. Called him, and I forget who else they had, but they had four guys that were just like great players. So we're getting ready to start game planning for these guys, and Tony Wise walks into my office along with Chan Gailey, the offensive coordinator, and says, "Can we talk to you about the game plan?" I said, "Yeah. What do you guys think?" And they said, Chan says, "Well, let me just put it this way. We can't block these guys. And we are not going to have a drop back pass in our game plan." And I halfway laughed and I said, "Come on, are you guys serious?" They said, "We are going to run the ball, coach, and you are going to see more screens and more draws and quarterback draws than you've ever seen in your life. Because if we drop back the pass against these guys, we will get sacked and we will not win the game.
So they had Kevin Carter out there too.
Thank you. So I.
Oh my God.
So I says, you do what you have to do. Let's do what we got to do to win. Guys, we get on there, first game of the year, packed house. We don't throw a drop back pass. And it is what it is. The results, you know, were good.
Beat him 31-23.
Okay. Yeah. So my point is, though,
first game of the 2001 season.
Okay. My point is that, you know, the offensive line, like we were talking about, that's our starting point, guys.
Okay? Lamar Smith ran 25 times for 55 yards.
Thank you.
You just kept running him, even though he was averaging like 2 yards per carry. You didn't care.
Coach.
I mean, it's about rushing attempts,
That's what Bill Parcells said. I don't know. Does he know anything?
Yeah. It's about body blows.
Bill Parcells put a Super Bowl ring on, and Otis Anderson was his back. He carried it about 30 times, and I think he averaged 2.3 yards a carry. I don't know. Does Parcells know anything?
Yes, he does.
I mean, that's the truth that I'm at. But you got to set up your – oh, God. You guys, I'll tell you what. You two here are driving me nuts.
We're with you, Coach.
Tanny, they don't want to hear the truth.
I hear you, Coach. You know, you get a pick six from Zach Thomas in that game.
Wait,
that's
Coach,
what the Bears need this week.
Coach,
they need a defensive score.
They don't want to – they can't handle the truth.
Oh, we –
We want
them to
– Listen.
Handle the
that's
truth.
That's all I've been saying is run the ball. Simplify.
Okay. Right. For the last week, I've been talking about 12 and 13 personnel. That's what I want the Bears to do.
He's got residual Parkins issues.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what's going on here.
I said line up in triple tight and run the ball against the Patriots last week.
Okay.
Split the field in half. Make it easy for Caleb.
I apologize.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Maybe you get that in the morning from those guys.
Yeah, no, I'd like your pushback, though. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Guys, if this is on me, I gave Wani 114 proof bourbon this week. It's old granddad 114. I think we upped it a little bit more than the 86 Buffalo Trace that we normally
have. Yoni gave me two fingers.
I legit told you, tell me when to stop. And you
said, please.
He's not apologizing for that, Shane. That's ridiculous. Coach, let's make us some money. What we got?
Can I talk football here for a minute?
It's time for the Four Winds Forecast with Dave Wannstedt.
Put your mouthpiece in, because here we go.
Presented by Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend.
Okay, here we go. As I said, I'm taking Baltimore, even though it's at home in Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh's getting points. I like the Ravens. They're a more complete team. I'm also taking another home. I'm taking a home team here. I'm taking Buffalo to beat the undefeated Chiefs. I think Josh Allen is playing too good, and they're going to run the ball a little bit on the Chiefs. Chiefs offense is struggling a little bit. This is a crazy one, but I am taking the Jets. Yes, I am. I'm taking the Jets. Playing in New York. I'm staying with Aaron Rodgers one last time.
Ugh.
Indy made a quarterback change. They're going back to Richardson. Who knows what's going to happen? And then I guess I'm picking emotionally this week. I'm taking my man Jim Harbaugh to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. Even though the Bengals, this is their last stand. This is it. I think there's a song called This Is It. Well, this is it for the Bengals. They have to win, but they won't make it. It ain't going to happen against Jim.
That was the Four Winds Forecast every week with Dave Wannstedt. Experience the excitement at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, and South Bend. With award-winning cuisine, the latest slots, a variety of table games, and luxurious hotels. Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape.
And we are going to hook you up. If you are the sixth caller to 312-540-0670, you're going to get a $200 gift card to Four Winds Casino and Resort in New Buffalo and South Bend, your entertainment escape. That's because of Wani's Four Winds Forecast.
Make no mistake
there
where
we go.
You are.
Kenny Loggins,
there
right?
We go. Hey,
damn right.
All right, let's wrap this up. I got to meet somebody. I'm on the move here.
All right, didn't mean to bother you, Coach.
No, didn't mean to bother you. You guys are the best, I'll tell you what.
Damn right. Oh, come on now.
Oh, this is it. Tanny. I'll tell you what. That's the Bengals theme song this week.
That's it.
But I'm not, get it right.
But I'm not taking them because Jim Harbaugh doesn't listen to that kind of music.
Hey, man, Mike McDonald. Michael McDonald's singing backups on there. Not the coach of the Seahawks,
by
the way.
I know Mike McDonald. Okay, absolutely.
Good. All right, you probably know both of them.
A lot of those temp songs. I like the – absolutely.
Coach, go to your meeting.
Yeah, I got a meeting. I'm not available anymore. I'm gone.
That is Dave Wanstead. He is a delight and a gem, and you should read the feature on him in Cranes.
I really wish Michael McDonald was the coach of the Seattle Seahawks, by the way. That'd be fun, you know?
It'd be fine.
He will be there. See you later, coach.
That is Dave Wanstead.
He will be out there.
All right, coach. We'll get it together.
I don't know. That was amazing. That's what we're saying too, coach. We're with you. Making us into little Danny footballs. Hell no.
I want to run the ball and play action.
Yeah,
like,
that's what we
want. It's my whole bit. It's my whole bit. That's what you do with rookie quarterbacks. You run the ball and you use play action.
He's stealing
you set up screens. That's what you do.
That's
you
not
don't
Steve
ask
Allen.
Them to go and throw the ball 50 times in a game.
That's the point,
that's
coach.
Stupid.
Yeah. Stupid has left the building. Oh, man.
God, he's a delight.
He really is. He was on fire today.
He was.
I know, wasn't he? You felt it right from the get-go.
It's good.
Yeah.
I like fired up coach.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a meeting, though. He's going to get the hell out of here. Yeah. Stop dealing with us.
Yeah, Cranes should mention our show next time.
No, I'm not
that
worried.
Not that we're bitter.
I'm not that worried about
it. I'm a little
it.
Worried. A little.
It's
I'll get over it.
Wani had a drink and then had a fired up segment with us. What's better than that?
Nothing.
People on Twitch loved it, too.
Good, good, good. I'll tell you this. Chris Tannehill is always searching for stuff. He's always searching for interesting things. And he found a guy finally talking about one of the most legendary moments in Chicago baseball history.
Infamous, even.
Yes. Flat out infamous. And I don't know if he's ever discussed it. Certainly not like this. But Tony found it, and we'll bring it to you next before we get out of here on the
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.